Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, Chapter entitled The Process of Creation, Text Number 2. Atma Jaya Sutagara. Pashudra Vina Bantushu. Raje Chavi Kale Nicham. Virudam Mamatam Jaho. Atma Jaya Sutagara. Shudra Vina Bandushu, Raje Chavi Kale Nicham, Virudam Mamatam Jaho, Atma,
Body,
Jaya,
Wife,
Sutta,
Son.
Agara,
palace,
Pashu,
horses and elephants,
Dravina, treasury house,
Bandushu,
unto friends and relatives,
Raje,
in the kingdom,
Cha,
also.
Avikale,
without being disturbed.
Nicham,
constant.
Virudam,
deep-rooted.
Mamatam,
affinity.
Jaho,
gave up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Lord Krishna, was able to give up all deep-rooted affection for his personal body, his wife, his children, his palace, his animals, like horses and elephants, his treasury house, his friends and relatives, and his undisputed kingdom. Purport. To become liberated means to become free from dehatma buddhi, the illusory attachment for personal bodily coverings, and everything connected with the body, namely wife, children, and all other engagements. One selects a wife for bodily comforts, and the result is children. For wife and children, one requires a dwelling place, and as such, a residential house is also necessary. Animals like horses, elephants, cows, and dogs are all household animals, and a householder has to keep them as household paraphernalia. In modern civilization, the horses and elephants have been replaced by cars and conveyances with considerable horsepower. To maintain all the household affairs, one has to increase the bank balance and be careful about the treasury house, and in order to display the opulence of material assets, one has to keep good relations with friends and relatives, as well as become very careful about maintaining the status quo. This is called material civilization. Of material attachment. Devotion for Lord Krishna means negation of all material attachments as detailed above. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit was awarded all material amenities and an undisputed kingdom in which to enjoy the undisturbed position of king. But by the grace of the Lord, he was able to give up all connections with material attachment. This is the position of a pure devotee. Maharaj Parikshit, due to his natural affection for Lord Krishna as a devotee of the Lord, was always executing his royal duties on behalf of the Lord, and as a responsible king of the world, he was always careful to see that the influence of Kali would not enter his kingdom. A devotee of the Lord never thinks of his household paraphernalia as his own, but surrenders everything for the service of the Lord. Thereby, living entities under a devotee's care get the opportunity for God realization by the management of a devotee master. Attachment for household paraphernalia and for Lord Krishna go poorly together. One attachment is the path of darkness and the other attachment is the path of light. Where there is light, there is no darkness, and where there is darkness, there is no light. But an expert devotee can turn everything to the path of light by an attitude of service to the Lord, and the best example here is the Pandavas. Maharaj Yudhishthira and householders like him can turn everything to light by dovetailing so-called material assets in the service of the Lord. But one who is not trained or is unable to turn everything to the service of the Lord, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi, must give up all material connections before he can be fit to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Or in other words, one has seriously heard Srimad Bhagavatam even for one day, like Maharaj Pariksit, from a fit personality like Shukadev Goswami, may be able to lose all affinity for material things. There is no utility simply in imitating Maharaj Pariksit and hearing Bhagavatam from professional men, even for 700 years. To take Srimad Bhagavatam as a means of maintaining family expenditure is the grossest type of Namaparad offence at the lotus feet of the Lord. Sava, Shubha, Kriya, Samyam, Api, Pramada. Omagyan, Tibadandashya, Ginanjana, Shalakaya, Chakshurin Militam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya, Manobishtam, Stapitam, Yena, Bhutale, Swayam Rupa, Kadamayam, Dadati Swa, Badantikam, Vancha Kalpat Rubyascha, Kripa Sindhu, Bihavacha, Petitanam, Pavadibyo, Vaishna, Vibyo, Namonama, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here, as Sutra Puru was mentioning yesterday, we have the most qualified hearer of the Bhagavatam and the most qualified speaker of the Bhagavatam. So the most qualified speaker is Srila Shukadeva Goswami. There's no higher speaker of the Bhagavatam. There are 12 Mahajanas, Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Janak, Bhishma, Bali, Prahlad, Yama, and Shukadev. Right. So these are the 12. But of the 12, Shukadev Goswami is the highest speaker. He is the most elevated of the 12 Mahajanas. Why? Because he was, in the Nitya Lila, the eternal pastimes of Krishna, he was the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, he had direct darshan, or direct experience, of all of the intimate pastimes of Vrindavan. There was nothing that he did not see in Vrindavan. He saw every pastime. So when it came to the Samabonam or the Ashraya or speaking the 10th canto, he had the most realization. He understood the Bhagavatam fully. He could speak the 10th canto from direct experience. He was speaking what he saw. He saw all the pastimes. He was there. He saw everything. So therefore, he is the topmost personality, topmost speaker. And the guru, as Sutra Prabhu was explaining yesterday, the guru is the representative of Shukadev Goswami. The spiritual master is the representative. He is teaching us Srimad Bhagavatam. And actually the disciples, the most important service for any disciple is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the spiritual master. Very important if you stay awake as well. That's paramount when you're hearing Bhagavatam. You must be attentive. Prabhupada says you have to hear with rapt attention. And as Prabhupada says in this purport, he says that you can get all benefits from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. In the third chapter of the first canto, near the very end, where the glories of the Bhagavatam are being described, Prabhupada says in one of the purports that you can get all the benefits of Krishna's personal association just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. There's no different. We may think, well, I don't have Krishna's association anymore. Krishna is gone from the world. Lord Chaitanya is gone from the world. Prabhupada is gone from the world. Even our spiritual master may be gone from the world. But there's no interference, or there's no obstacle to us achieving the association of the great personalities, because the association is through shabda. Shabda Brahma means through spiritual sound. So that is not impeded under any circumstances. Even you see when the devotees were put in jail, concentration camps in Russia, former Soviet Union, hellish, you know, treatment of devotees, you know, hellish. Whoever did that to the devotees will go to hell, you know, for a lifetime. Like, just suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer. Like that. So, the devotees, even when they were under the most difficult circumstances, they did not stop chanting and they did not stop hearing about Krishna. Nothing material can impede bhakti. This is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nothing material can impede devotional service. So you don't have any excuse. We are acharyas for thinking up excuses why not to serve Krishna. You know, we're like, you know, we're masters. We can think of every reason under the sun why not to serve Krishna. But bhakti, that's just a lack of sincerity, that's all. And Prabhupada said that. Devotee, one person asked Prabhupada, 1975, I think, in, maybe it was earlier than that, might have been 72 maybe. Or might have been even earlier than that, I can't remember. It was in New Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada was asked by one person, one guest, why is it that Maya is so powerful? Well, hands up if you find Maya powerful. Golly gee. We're in trouble. Maya is so powerful. One person said to Prabhupada, why is Maya so powerful? Prabhupada said, Maya is not powerful, you are not sincere. Lack of sincerity. That's why Maya binds us in this material world. We don't have sincerity. We don't really want to serve Krishna, heart and soul. Right? As soon as there is some distraction, then we become distracted, derailed constantly. Sometimes the train goes off the tracks. Right? It's not pretty. Right? Just like that. Sometimes our bhakti is like that. We go off the track, right? And then we wake up and we're like, oh my God, what happened? I was serving Krishna next week. Like that. So what is the process? The process is you get back on the horse. You get back on the tracks and you keep going. And just wait for your next derailment. When you go off and you get back on, and then keep going, and then keep going. As long as you're going forward, that's the point. That is the point. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of the Kshatriya. What does the Kshatriya do in the battlefield? He gets shot with an arrow. What does he do? Right? He goes back home, finds his mother, and he says, I got blood there. Ouch. You didn't tell me it was going to hurt. No, Kshatriya doesn't do like that. Kshatriya's on the battlefield. He gets shot with the arrow. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says he just goes, throws him on the ground and just keeps going. Throws another arrow, just throws on the ground and just keeps going. Unstoppable. Right? That is Kshatriya. Yeah? And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says you have to be like a Kshatriya. And Prabhupada said that all the time. When you join the Sankirtan movement, you declare war on Maya. So it's a war now, right? And you have to be serious, you have to be determined, you have to be focused, because Maya will throw every obstacle under the sun to stop you from getting back to Krishna. She will distract you. Mama Maya Dharachaya, Mama Maya, it is Krishna's Shakti. That's why it is so difficult to cross. Dharachaya, Dharachaya means difficult. Mam Eva Ye Prapajante, Krishna says, but if you surrender to me, you can easily cross beyond it. And the whole ocean of material existence comes down to vatsapad. I mean, it's just the size of the calf's hoof print. How big is the calf's hoof print? It's probably about like that. It says the Vaishnav Shika should be the size of the calf's hoof print. So you get the calf's hoof print, put it on the back of your head, that's the size of the shika. Then you can shave up. That's the size. Vatsa, like that. Like that. So that is the size. So the whole ocean of material existence becomes like vatsa part, just becomes that big. And then you just go over it very easily. How? By Krishna's mercy. Ayi nanda tanuja kim karam atitam mang vishave bhavam bhuto kripaya kripaya. Give me mercy. Stittaduli sadrisham. Stick me as a piece of dust on your feet. Otherwise, I can't get across this ocean. It's too big for me. Kripaya. Right? That's why it says, Ayi. Ayi means Ayi. Nanda. Tanuja. Son of Nanda. Ayi Nanda Tanuja. Kinkara. I'm your servant. Kim Karomi. You said that yesterday also, I think. That word. Kim Karomi. Kim Kari. Kim Kara. We are servant. What does Kim Karomi mean? Kim. In Sanskrit. Kim. What? Kim Karomi. What can I do for you? That is the mood of the servant. Kim Karomi. What can I do for you? Can I do any service? Is there anything I can do for you? Kim Karomi. That's how you stick on Krishna's feet. Kinkara, I just want to serve you, Krishna. So when you say that to Krishna, Krishna, I just want to stay on your feet. What does Krishna do? It feels like he starts to dance. You know, you're trying to stay on someone's foot and then the foot keeps moving all over the place. That's what it feels like in bhakti. You're trying to stick and then Krishna keeps going like, like that. It's hard to stay. And Krishna is testing us. Are you really serious about staying? What if I kick you? Will you still stay? Aslisha ba paravritam pinastu mam. Whether you handle me roughly by your embrace or make me broken-hearted. Have you ever been broken-hearted? Did your heart ever break? Like that. Sometimes Krishna will break your heart. He will make everything so difficult for you. Why? Because Radharani says, right, even if you make me broken-hearted or handle me roughly by your embrace, still you're my Lord. Birth after birth. So this is the mood that Krishna is trying to teach us. Right? We're all very enthusiastic when everything's going good. But when everything goes difficult, then what happens? I'll come back later. Lose enthusiasm. No, the devotee sticks. So that is the mood. So Krishna is trying to teach us, stick on his lotus feet. King Karomi, what can I do? I'm your servant. What do you want me to do? Right. And Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee, he's not really a devotee. But one who's a devotee of all the devotees, then he is really a devotee. So how do you serve Krishna? By serving his devotees. That is our purpose for our existence. We don't have any other purpose to exist. If you're not serving Krishna's devotees, you might as well not exist. You don't have any purpose. Your only purpose is to serve Krishna's devotees. So, here we're seeing that Maharaj Parikshit, he walked away from an entire kingdom, right? To show us an example. The Pandavas, why did Krishna put the Pandavas through so much difficulty? To show us an example of how to serve Krishna through thick and thin. So Maharaj Parikshit, he gave up all these things. Why? To serve Krishna. He's setting an example to us. We have to be willing to give up. It's easy to say, yeah, I'll give up everything when you don't have anything. It's easy to say, oh yeah, I renounce everything. You don't have anything, right? But what if you're Maharaj Parikshit? You think that's easy to walk away? Kingdom. He owned the earth, right? He was the emperor of the earth. He owned everything, right? And then he just gave it all up for Krishna. It's not easy. Now, it's an important point that in our philosophy, we should not renounce prematurely. Don't try to become like Maharaj Parikshit ahead of time. Right? Don't try to follow Maharaj Parikshit ahead of time. Right? First, fulfill your material desires. This is very important. Devotees have to fulfill their material desires in Krishna's service. Right? You can't renounce the material energy prematurely. Otherwise, you'll just go back to it. Right? Because it'll just come back. And it's in your chitta. It's in your consciousness. So you can renounce it externally, but you'll still be thinking. And what does Krishna say in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita? What does he call someone? Michauchar. Michauchar means false renouncer. Right? Externally, he looks very renounced. He puts on saffron, he looks like he's very renounced. But in the heart, he meditates on women and money. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that this is just a pretender. You're just going off to do bhajan, right, and acting like you're a big renunciate. But in your heart, you just think of women and money. So don't renounce prematurely. Fulfill your material desires in Krishna's service. This is called Vana Anashram. We just finished studying the seventh canto in the Bhakti Vedanta course that we're studying here in Melbourne. So if you analyze canto 7, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur analyzes canto 7, first 10 chapters are about what? What are the first 10 chapters of 7th canto? Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj, right? And what does Prahlad Maharaj teach us? Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti means pure devotional service. Now, none of us can imitate Prahlad Maharaj because he is Prahlad Maharaj, right? So it's not possible. So then, what are the last 5 chapters? Varnashram Dhamma. Right? For those who can't reach Shuddha Bhakti, we have Mishra Bhakti, mixed devotion. Right? So you have to go through the nectar of Varnashram Dhamma, which means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. You have to go through the system. Right? So you can't renounce prematurely. That's not the system. That's not what the Bhagavatam teaches, premature renunciation. The Bhagavatam teaches you have to fulfill your material desires. But Krishna says in the 5th canto of the Bhagavatam, there's one very nice verse where Krishna says, I will give you what you want, but not in such a way that you'll ever want it again. Right? That's how Krishna deals with a devotee. Because while you're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, right? Yeah. Nama Chintamani, Krishna's Chaitanya, Rasa Vigraha. The holy name is Chintamani. What is Chintamani? Conscious. Chinta Mani means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says thought conscious. Right? Everything in the spiritual world is conscious. All the stones in the spiritual world, the gems on the ground, the mani, chinta mani, which means they're all spiritual, all conscious. So the holy name is chinta mani, which means it is conscious. So while you are chanting, the holy name is investigating in your heart, what is it that you want? The holy name is looking at all the desires. Or another example is, if you do Govardhan Parikram, if you go to Vrindavan and you do Giriraj Parikram, right, which is the most nectarian devotional service, Anga Bhakti, that's the topmost. The topmost is Giriraj Parikram and then bathing in Radhakund. This is the topmost, according to nectar instruction. Right? Upadesham Vrindavan. So, when you do Giriraj Parikram, it is said, Giriraj takes a form, right? Govardhan Hill takes a form, and he follows you all the way around the hill. And as you're going around the hill, he's saying, what is in your heart? What desires do you want? Because it says when you do Govardhan Parikram, any desire can be fulfilled. When you chant the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 25,000 times a day, 25,000 holy names a day is what we're chanting every day. When we chant 16 rounds, The holy name is always looking at you in your consciousness. What do you want? Right? You keep saying, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Like if I keep saying, Nanda, 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 Nanda. Right? Nanda's going to, after a while, he's going to say, what do you want? You want something? What do you want? Right? So you say all day, 25,000, Krishna, 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 Krishna said, what do you want? What is it? I can give you whatever you want. Right? So, if you have material desires, Krishna will give them to you. Now, it's very important in devotional service that you have to realize that you do have material desires. Right? Don't think you don't. Right? That's a big mistake in bhakti. Sometimes devotees do this. They think that we're more advanced than what we are. That's very dangerous in devotional service. Right? So we should always consult, and we should reveal our heart in confidence. Don't hold back. My spiritual master said that to me. He said, tell me what's there. Tell me. I was embarrassed to tell him what was there. Guru Maharaj, look, it's dirty. Yeah? When I told him, he said, what's there? And I told him. He said, it's not no big deal. Everyone's got that. Everyone's got the same thing. It's not like you're special. And we think, oh, I've got these terrible, terrible desires. Hare Baba, everyone, same. It's all the same. There's nothing different in there to what the guy sitting next to you has got. It's not like it's all special what's going on in there. Right. You're just attached to a particular form. That's all right. You're attached to that form, and the guy next to you is attached to that form. It's the same thing. Just sex desire. That's all it is. It's the same thing. Everyone in the material world is under the illusion. Maituni bhav means sex attraction. Right? That's what conquers everyone in the material world. So this is in the heart. So if it is in the heart, then fulfill it in Krishna's service. That is called Brihastha Ashrama. Right? And you'll become purified. Right? Because Krishna will fulfill your desire, but not in such a way that you'll ever want it again. That's Grihastha Ashrama. You get what do you want? I want a wife. Okay, here's one. You know Upendra Prabhu? Upendra Prabhu, first devotee to come to Australia, start the Hare Krishna movement in Australia. Bali Madan Prabhu, Upendra Prabhu. Swanson Street, Town Hall, you know the clock? Across the road from Crossways, go Crossways, look to the right, under the clock. The Hare Krishna movement started in 1970 in Australia under that clock. Right? Two of them, two Hare Krishnas, right? Wearing saffron, right? There during kirtan. They waited till 12 o'clock, you know, when the clock goes, does it still ring? It used to go doom like that. So 12 o'clock, they waited and they started the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna, big crowd got around them. You know, what's going on? This is strange. What is this? 1970 Australia. You know, like, you know, what is that? Like that. That's how the movement started. Upendra Prabhu. So Upendra Prabhu was with Srila Prabhupada. He was Prabhupada's personal servant for many years. Many years he served Prabhupada in personal service. Prabhupada liked him very much. He's a very sweet devotee. So one time he said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was doing something in his room, and Upendra Prabhu was there, and Upendra Prabhu said, Prabhupada, what about marriage? And Prabhupada was doing something, you know. Prabhupada said, what is that? You know, because for him it was like a big thing, you know, but for Prabhupada it was like, what is that? he said to Prabhupada, what about marriage? And Prabhupada said, you can marry. And he said, but, you know, which girl? Like that. Prabhupada said, looked out the window, like Los Angeles or something. Prabhupada, he said, any girl. Prabhupada said, any girl. And Upendra was shocked. He looked at Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, what about love? Prabhupada looked at Upendra. He said, love? Love? Is it any girl? Just like love. Love is not material world. Love is spiritual world. That is love. It's funny, you know, because you know when you get married, you know that part where the man puts the hand on the chest? You know, he says, I give this heart to this heart and like that. But if you read the Sanskrit, it says from calm to calm. It says from lust to lust. It doesn't say from praying to praying. Right. But, you know, when they're part of the marriage, everyone starts to cry. You know, it's like, from love to love. It's so sweet. It's so sweet. You know, but it's not. It's sense gratification, right? It's selfish desire, right? It's material desire. It's not, marriage is not spiritual desire, right? It's material desire. But you dovetail the material desire in Krishna's service. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Uchite. Right? Use it in Krishna's service. Right? So you want wife? Have wife. If you want husband? Have husband. Right? And enjoy yourself. Right? And then, right? You want children? Have children. Right? You want car? Have car. Right? You want house? Have house. Right? Everything. It is all given to you. But Krishna will do it in such a way that you'll never want it again. Amrita Duni. It is like a no, it is nectar. Even before you get married, you're over it. Just preparing for the wedding. What a headache. Just getting ready for the wedding, you're like, oh my god, you know. So many times I've heard Grihastha say on the day they get married, I just want this to be over. You know. So many times I was in Vrindavan, in Kati, in Radha Raman Mandir, you know, in front of Radha Ramanji. So I went there for midday aarti. And they brought, you heard the music outside, the one wedding was coming towards the temple. So they brought the boy and the girl in. To have darshan of Radha Raman to get their blessings. You know, this is like part of the marriage ceremony. And they walked in, and I looked at their faces, and the guy was like, you know, he was like, I can't even do the face, but he was just like, oh my God, when's this going to finish? It's been going for 4 days. Just came in, just Radha Raman, just please, let this finish. I just want to go home and do my job. And you know, so Krishna will fulfill your desires, but not in a way that you'll ever want them again. Right? That's the material world. That's Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna wants us to come back to Godhead. You take one step to Krishna, Krishna takes 10 towards us. Which means he wants us to come back more than we want to go. And he is helping us. Because if he left it to us to get back to the spiritual world, we'd never get back. We wouldn't even get out of bed in the morning. Yeah. We'd never get there, right? So it's all based on one thing, kripa, right? But what is our attitude? Do we have any part to play? Yes, we have a part to play. What is our part? Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, one purport, it is like the sparrow and Garuda. So we are the sparrow, right? So what do we say? We say, I'm going to empty that ocean, right? And the ocean said, empty, no problem. Sparrow said, I will do it. You know, just kept taking one drop, one drop, one drop. So determined. So that is us. We've got no hope of going back to the spiritual world, but we're so determined that we will go back to the spiritual world. And then what happens? Then we get some help. When Krishna sees the attitude is right, we get some help. So then Garuda comes, and Garuda says, hey, give those eggs back. Right? Or I'll swallow you now. Right? And then suddenly, the eggs appear. Like that. So, if we try to go back to the spiritual world, then Krishna will step in and he'll say to Maya, okay, back off. Right? Let him come. Otherwise he'll never get there. Right? And Krishna will make Maya back off, and then suddenly we will get there. So we have to be determined. So we follow Maharaj Parikshit's example. He's determined. Right? He was just fixed. Right? That is the perfect disciple. Right? Perfect disciple is just fixed on serving the order of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, when he read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasa Yatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kuru Nanda, right? Fixed. Eka means just one pointed, right? On Krishna. Then, when Prabhupada read that, and he read the commentary, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, whether my body is destroyed or whether it stays, whether it is night or whether it is day, right? Whether I'm dreaming or I'm awake, the only thing I meditate on is the order of my spiritual master. Right? And when Prabhupada read that, Prabhupada's Prabhupada. He's a pure devotee. Prabhupada said, when he read that, he said, I was struck. That is what a disciple is. Right? Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur had 60,000 disciples. Right? But one of them was so fixed on the order of the spiritual master. Right? And Prabhupada came to America by himself at the age of 70, right, to do what no one else could do. Don't think it was easy. Sometimes we think, oh, Prabhupada's a pure devotee, but it wasn't like that. It was difficult. It was a struggle every step of the way. But he was just fixed like that. One time, devotee wrote to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I'm depressed because my service is so difficult. Prabhupada wrote back. Prabhupada said, I've been depressed, repressed, compressed. He writes this whole list. Prabhupada said, I've been depressed, repressed, compressed. He said, but he said, still I did not give up serving my spiritual master. Right? So that is a disciple. Thick or thin, right? Whether it's difficult or whether you handle me roughly by your embrace or make me broken hearted by not being present before me, still you are my Lord, birth after birth. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, everyone else can leave the temple, but you stay. So that should be the attitude of every one of us, right? Everyone else can leave, okay? If you want to go, you go, but I will stay. I will get up in the morning. Right, I'll go to the kitchen, right? I will get the milk sweets together. I'll bring them in. I'll do the offering. I'll take the offering off. I'll do Mangalati. I'll go and clean the plate. I'll come back. I'll dress all the deities. Then I'll go and cook them breakfast. And then I'll come back. I'll offer breakfast. I'll go back. And then I'll cook Rajbhog. And I'll do all the artis. And I'll put them to rest. And then I'll take some prasad. Finish my japa. Right, and then I'll wake them up, right, and then I'll come back, right, do the fruit offering, do the 7 o'clock offering, I'll do Sanja Aarti, I'll dress then, right, I'll put all their paraphernalia away, I'll clean everything, right, I'll put them to rest, I'll take rest, and then I'll leave my body. But that is the attitude. That is the attitude. The attitude is everyone else can go, but I'll stay. Right? You want to go, you go, but I will stay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just serving Radha Balabha, right? The most beautiful deities in the universe. I'll just serve them. If you want to go, you go, but I'm staying. That is my seva. Raghunath Das Goswami, right? His rata was like lime and stone. You can't move it. He just serves like that. Nothing can stop it. Every day. Every day I will chant my rounds. Every day I will offer 1,000 obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Like that. That is my fixation. So we should also gradually become fixed in devotional service. So we'll stop here. We'll see if there are any questions or comments on what we have discussed.
You said that we have to fulfill our mature desire for Krishna service. Have you seen Narada Muni, he preached to Daksha's children that they should just renounce straight away?
Fulfilling their material desires. Yeah. Because he saw they were qualified. So the guru, right, he will say, you are qualified, you stay brahmachari. You need to get married. Like that. So if you're in doubt, you approach your guru, and then he will tell. But Narada, he saw they were qualified, so he said, you stay brahmachari. No need for you. Better to be brahmachari. But not possible for everyone. So therefore, guru will say, okay, that or that. Any other question? Yeah, because even before he came out of the womb, he was an impersonalist. So sometimes the Lord covers the devotee, even when he comes to the material world, with some yogamaya for some reason, which maybe we don't understand. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he ate fish, like before he became like fully surrendered to Lord Chaitanya's movement, like that. So we can say, how's that possible, pure devotee? But maybe there was some yogamaya, some situation like that, and then like that. So the Nichasiddha devotee, it is said that when they come to the material world, you should never see them as ordinary. Even sometimes they may do something that appears ordinary, but they're not ordinary. So don't see it like that. Is that okay? Any other question?
Can you give some background to that question?
What's that?
Can you give some more background to that question?
That Balabhacharya and Shukadeva Goswami?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mentioned in Gaura Gana Deshtipika. There's one book by Rupa Goswami, and he mentions who all the associates are in Krishna's pastimes. When they come into Gauranga's pastimes, it says this one is that one, this one is that one, like that. So Balabhacharya was, it says he was Shukadeva Goswami.
So what was Nichasiddha?
He approached Lord Chaitanya. He'd written a commentary on Bhagavatam, and he said that my commentary is even better than Sridhar Swami's commentary. Sridhar Swami is the first person to write a commentary on Bhagavatam. And yeah, Lord Chaitanya did not appreciate that. That he came and he said, you know, his commentary was even better. So he rejected him to make him humble. So, any other questions, comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.